Welcome back. Today, I believe, will be the last video in our series on slaying the carnal mind. So let's get right to the scriptures and finish this out. One of the scriptures that the Lord spoke to me that day was 1 Corinthians 3:19, where it's not by might, and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's by his spirit. And he's letting us know that we're not to do this in ourselves. We're not capable of doing it in ourselves. We must have his abilities and his spirit in order to do this. And the reason he tells us that is so that we don't be like Paul talks about, you know, as just someone beating about the air, but that we do it according to the word of God. Now, what he tells us our part to play in that is to apply ourselves, right? Those were the last words he spoke, was apply ourselves. And that's what we're doing. So let's jump on into this here. Let's go straight to Ephesians 6 and 12. We know that the word of God tells us it's not a natural battle, but it's a spiritual battle, right? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay, so we know that, right? We know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual warfare, right? All right, let's turn to 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So they're not carnal weapons. They are spiritual weapons, and they're going to pull down these strongholds in our lives, all right? So we know this, right? We're going to review. Back up. The carnal mind is a spirit, Ephesians 4:23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, all right? So we've already discussed that. Now we're going to go to Romans 12 and 2. Y'all hang with me. We're going to tie it all together here. All right, and be not conformed, okay, that's New Testament 4964 word there. Do not shape your behavior to the standards of this world. So be not conformed to this world. So don't shape your behavior to the standards of this world or react like this world, right? All right, so we don't want to do that because why? Think about it. Why? What have we said is in the world? Right? We already know what's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. All right? And we do not. We don't want to be conformed to that. We don't want any of our actions and reactions to be based in any of those aspects. All right? So that's something really key to keep in our to keep in the foreground of our mind. But be ye transformed, what? By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, what's going to be that renewing of your mind? What is it going to be? Think about it. Come on, go back to the couple of videos ago when we talked about it. Think about it. Philippians 2:5-6, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So we've got to reach that place that we walk in the Spirit, we think like he thinks. Okay, we're going to keep it really simple right now. We're going to keep it real simple. So we're going to walk in the Spirit. We act like he acts. We think like he thinks. All right, that's real simple. And let's keep it there for the moment. All right, and we've already decided, right? We decided in the last video, I think I said stop if you're not ready to go forward, right? So if you're watching today, that means you're ready to go forward and to apply yourself. All right, so we're going to look at this enemy of God one more time. And we're going to reach that place where it comes and it has no place in us. All right, so I've done a little recap here. Now I want to go forward. This was in August, after that June that he spoke to me. And he woke me up one morning and he said, you must first bind the strong man. Very common scripture, familiar scripture, I should say, in my mind. But I got up and began studying and reaching out to the Lord, because I know if he's speaking a scripture to me, he's got something that he wants me to learn. Okay, so that's our job. We want to have ears to hear. We want to have eyes to see and a heart to understand. We want to apply ourselves. And one of the worst things we can do is just assume we know. When the Lord speaks a scripture, he's not redundant. He wants to teach us something. And so we need to be in tune with what he's saying. Even in a church service, if you hear a minister preach or if you see somebody make a post with a scripture, so many times we just blow it off. But really, the Lord is trying to speak something. You know, I do not enjoy just seeing a scripture post. I like to see someone tell me, well, what is the Lord saying to you about that scripture? How is he further revealing it? How can we apply it to our lives or apply it to what's going on? Yeah, so that's how I like to look at the scripture. So when he speaks the scripture to me, I'm going to get up and say, what you saying? Please let me hear and understand. So we're going to look at two of the references of this scripture, all right? First, let's go to Mark 3:27. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Okay, so I got up and I read that. Well, guess what the Lord told me? The strong man there is the carnal mind. The strong man's in this house. You better hear me what I'm telling you. The strong man is, if you're free from your carnal mind, then hallelujah. But there's a lot of other people that are still struggling. But we will come to that place of victory. So the strong man there in that scripture is the carnal mind. That's the strong man. So he's telling me you got to first bind the strong man. You got to first bind the carnal mind. Okay, let's go forward. Let's get another scripture. This is one that really got my attention. Luke 11:21-22. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace. You don't think the carnal man doesn't want to die? You don't think he's keeping his palace? You don't think he's camped out here, not even one bit interested in leaving? You better believe it. So when the strong man keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. So if there's no warfare going on, right? You're living your life, there's no warfare. But when that nature of Christ comes in, a warfare begins. But when a stronger man than he, so what do we know? Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. That spirit of Christ is greater than that worldly nature. So when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. So you think about that. That man that was in that house, he was armed. He was armed from head to toe, and he wasn't one bit interested in leaving. He wasn't going without a fight. But a stronger than he came in. Hallelujah, a stronger than he. Let's break this scripture down. When a strong man, a carnal man, armed, keeps his palace, that's our being, his goods are in peace, right? That's what I was saying a minute ago. No warfare going on. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, the Spirit of Christ, greater is he that's in us, and overcome him. He taketh from him all his armor he trusted in, and divideth his spoils. So you must first bind the strong man. You bind the carnal mind. If you look at that reference, as I was saying a minute ago, that carnal man, that strong man wasn't going anywhere without a fight. So here, look at there. The Lord's given us this first step. He's given us this first step to slaying the carnal mind. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord doesn't speak something without breaking it down. He doesn't leave us out there without the answer. It might be a while before he fully clarifies it, but If you seek him, he will answer. And he will reveal to you. He will enlighten you and give you the understanding of what he's saying. So, what did David do when he slung that stone up there? You could say he might not have wrapped a rope around him, but he sure stopped him. So you stop him. You bind that strong man. And you stop him. Let's go to another verse and let's look at something. Let's look at it a slightly different way. I think you've probably heard, or many of you have, in a way that I have a lot through the years, about binding, right? We bind and rebuke so many things. Let's go to the scripture. Matthew 18 and 18 is very familiar to us. And, there we go. I had to get my page to turn here. It's, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, do you think that there's a carnal mind in heaven? Think about it. What mind do you think is in heaven? Well, the mind of Christ. So, let's apply the word of God. That's what David did when he got that sword, right, and cut his head off. That's using the word of God to slay the carnal mind. So this is one step in that direction. You bind it on earth like it's bound in heaven. There's no carnal mind floating around up there. It has no power, right? So you bind it on earth and it's bound in heaven. You loose that mind of Christ. This light's in heaven and it's going to be loosed in us. This is just one aspect. This is just one way. You search through these scriptures and you find all the other ways. That just happens to be one method and one way of praying that I learned through the years. And I just took it and I applied it in this situation. We bind everything in the world. We bind a spirit of infirmity. We bind a spirit of anger. We bind a spirit of fear. Well, why don't you bind the root of it? All of that roots out of the carnal mind. Bind it. How about that? Isn't that so powerful? That is powerful, actually. It is powerful. So let's start looking at it like that. Let me give you another scripture here, because, you know, you don't just get to fling a scripture around and expect it to work for you. You've got to have a life that's in obedience to Christ. It does trouble me when I see scriptures quoted here, there, and everywhere, but yet the life behind it is not in order. It's not in line with the Spirit of God. So the first thing you do is got to bring your life into submission to Christ. You've got to be in His will and living according to His will and His word and letting His Spirit guide you. I'm going to go to James 4 and 7. The word says, submit yourselves therefore to God. That is the first step in all of this, in all of it. That's the part of the applying ourselves. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Because remember, it's not by might, and it's not by power, but it's by his Spirit. And the way the scriptures work for you, the word of God, the way you apply it, you've got to have a life that's in obedience to him. And as we go forward, and I may have mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to bring it in again. If it's an area of your life that you really do struggle with quite a bit, there's a lot of warfare in your mind or what have you, you know, as you begin gaining that victory in those areas, then you ask the Lord to replace it. Ask him to replace it with the mind of Christ, with his Spirit. And he's going to do that for you. And you're going to start seeing the results of it in your life. I know that you are, because it's the word of God and that's what he spoke, and the word of God cannot lie. So I have complete confidence in this. And I would just actually start, if you want, you know, you might just start with one area. You know, I think, you know, try not to make it too big. Sometimes we, you know, want to tackle something all at once, but, you know, maybe it's better, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. So maybe maybe that's the best way to do it, is just to take one area. And maybe you don't pick your hardest area or the one that gives you the most trouble. Maybe start with another area. But let God prove these scriptures to you. As you become effectual in this warfare, as you become effectual in that, you're going to see the progress in your life, and you're going to find yourself walking more and more in that life and peace. You're going to find yourself hearing the voice of God more and more, giving you direction every day of your life in every aspect of your life. He is a detail-oriented God. He really is. And He wants us to walk according to His detailed plan that He has for our lives. So I'm going to wind this down today and wrap it up and pray and believe that this explanation of breaking it down of what God spoke to me that day, June the 4th, 2017, He said, I have equipped you to slay the carnal mind. My people have been paralyzed by the Goliath of the carnal mind. But He's equipped us for that. And it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by His Spirit. And He said that He has overcome the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and we can overcome that too. Take all these concepts, all these scriptures. I want you to tie them together. I want you to study them, write them down. Feel free to reach out. If you've got a question or something you're not fully understanding, feel free, reach out. Send me an email. There's no problem with that. I'll be happy to do my best. I'll do my best to give you an answer. If you need something, if you want me to pray about something with you, I'm happy to do that as well. I truly care about God's people. I care and I want to see them grow in God. That is my number one concern, because what I know is if our lives are right in God, all the natural circumstances are going to take care of themselves. What comes first is to get our lives in right order with Him, to walk with Him in right order, to be in right standing with God. Natural circumstances will take care of themselves. Either His grace will be applied and His grace will be sufficient for you to walk out a circumstance, or He will resolve a circumstance. It can go either way. But either way, His word is true. And what's most important is that our lives be in line and in tune with Him. God bless. I pray this is a strength and encouragement. And stay tuned, because we are going to see what the next area is the Lord is going to have us break down. God bless. Bye-bye.